There was more fighting overnight between Christians and Muslims in northern Nigeria. Dozens of people have been killed since the fighting began on Friday in the city of Jos. NPR's Ivan Watson is there. What's the situation?
Residents woke up this morning to a radio announcement broadcast in English and in the Hausa language that is most associated with Muslims here. Religious leaders, the traditional leader of Jos, calling for peace, asking people to cooperate with the authorities and to stop fighting. This morning, Monday morning, is much calmer than it's been over the past 3 days, and yet there was shooting all throughout the night. Soldiers and police are in there are large numbers of soldiers and police on the streets. They're trying to keep people from gathering in large groups, and they do that by shooting in the air. Down in the center of town at the central mosque where this whole conflict was triggered during prayers on Friday afternoon, the scene is it's a complete circus. Crowds of people coming in on big trucks, soldiers everywhere. They're searching people for weapons left and right, stopping vehicles, stopping pedestrians, and the youths in the area, hundreds of youths, they demonstrate that they are unarmed and not dangerous by holding their hands above their heads as they walk around. When the shots ring out, the crowds of dozens of men go running for cover and then start walking around again. It's a very tense situation here in Jos.
How widespread is the fighting?
Well, the fighting seems to have died down. It's not the full-scale, just armed mobs going after each other, going after members of other ethnic groups and other religions, as locals saw on Friday and Saturday and Sunday. Now it's more intermittent, but still you can see smoke, plumes of smoke rising from one or two points in the city.
What set this off?
Well, the story is that one member of the Hausa-speaking Muslim group here was appointed to a state government position. Locals here from a Christian group took umbrage at that. They wanted their man in that position. So tension built up over weeks. And then the thing that triggered this was at the central mosque. A Christian tried to pass on a road that's usually blocked during prayers. That set off the fighting. This conflict is not terribly unusual for Nigeria. Nigeria, we've seen eruptions of ethnic and religious conflict over the past several months. In the year 2000, in the city Kaduna, thousands of people died in Muslim-Christian fighting. The difference here is that the federal government has responded very quickly by sending in troops to try to keep the peace. A former head of state was sent in on Saturday night to try to broker peace. An announcement on national television on Sunday night, he called for peace. And there are regular announcements going on the radio with religious leaders, with local leaders calling for peace.
NPR's Ivan Watson in Jos, Nigeria.